This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great nation, despite the fact that there are still traces of bigotry, of hatred, of prejudice, of discrimination, but none more serious, says our guest from PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, than what they describe as speciesism. What is speciesism? Bigotry begins, says PETA, in a brand new, very ambitious national campaign. Bigotry begins when categories such as race, age, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or species are used to justify discrimination. Marissa Price is the manager of Students Opposing Speciesism, that's SOS, for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. Marissa, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, we had planned to do this earlier, and we had all kinds of technical difficulties, but we're very glad to have you on. This new campaign that is being launched, can you give me what comes to mind first for you as an example of a change you would like to see in the global treatment of non-human animals?
Yes, great question. So our End Speciesism campaign is to end the misguided belief that one species is more important than another, which that is the root of almost every widespread form of animal abuse. So one example is believing that puppies and kittens are our friends, right? Many of us might have cats or dogs at home that we often consider part of the family. However, people see fish and chickens as food or rats and pigeons as pests. So that idea is speciesist, and we are urging everyone with this campaign to reject speciesism. And another great way you can do this is by avoiding language that trivializes animal abuse, as well as by eating vegan, using products that are not tested on animals, wearing animal-free clothing, not attending circuses, marine parks, or any other facilities that use animals for entertainment.
Okay, now let me be very clear here on what I believe you're trying to advance with this campaign, which is not only the ideas that human beings are not profoundly, essentially different from other animals, but that other animals are not different from one another. In other words, that we should be treating rats with the same affection and respect and dignity that we reserve for dogs.
Yes, exactly. And like you mentioned earlier, speciesism really is built on that same mindset as other negative isms that many of us work to eradicate in our everyday lives, like racism, sexism, heterosexism, ableist, and other forms of bigotry. So in the same way that those isms result in discrimination based on arbitrary factors such as the color of someone's skin or their gender or their sexual orientation or physical capabilities, speciesism ascribes an inferior status to those who don't happen to be human, like rat, for example. So it's a bias that's in favor of the human race over other animal races. And, you know, we have to remember humans are animals too. And that's just similar to how one particular set of humans might be biased against another. So we see it as a really important key in eradicating a lot of these, bigoted belief systems.
Okay. Does it show bigotry that we allow bears to eat salmon? Should we be taking more steps while we try to preserve our salmon populations, which is a big issue here in the Northwest where I live. Should we be taking more care to protect salmon from the natural predators who consume a lot of them, actually?
So most animals in the wild should be kept to be just that, wild animals without humans interfering. I think we can look throughout history, and humans are constantly interfering with animals and the ecosystem.
Well, isn't it speciesism for the bear to eat the salmon?
No, in that sense, it's completely natural, and often the bear has no other food source, whereas humans, we actually have the opportunity to eat food that doesn't involve other animals. Eating meat is completely unnecessary, and it's been proven to be unhealthy. It's been proven to be a public health crisis in many ways, and it is one of the leading causes of climate change. So as humans, we can make this choice to leave animals off of our plate and give them that respect, whereas other animals are actually proven scientifically to be carnivores or to need to eat fish in the wild like bears.
Doesn't the archaeological record show that very, very directly that in earlier stages of human development, we were carnivores? That's why we have the teeth we do, isn't it? I mean, yes, Adam and Eve, we understand from the Bible in the Garden of Eden, were eating tree fruits and herb seeds. But certainly all the investigations we've done of early hominids indicates that they lived on meat, no?
Some
before
did,
they were
depending
able to
on...
figure out how to plant stuff.
So your canine teeth, if you rub your finger across them, you might notice that they're quite different than that of one on a bear or one on a lion. Another example of how humans aren't carnivores is that if you catch a fish, does anyone catch the fish and eat the fish raw while it's still wiggling in their mouth? Typically not. I mean, some people eat raw fish and sushi. But similarly, if you see a roadkill on the side of the road, as humans, we don't start salivating. Whereas an actual carnivore, an animal that needs to eat other animals to survive, would.
I'm just trying to explore the issues with you. Personally, I am a pescatarian, but I do eat fish. I don't eat meat. And my family doesn't eat meat. And for some of the reasons that you mentioned, but also just because it feels better. But that doesn't mean that I somehow think that eating a great deal of meat is equivalent to murder. You seem to suggest that it is.
Well, whether, you know, we're humans or an animal, that was raised to be killed for food, every animal with the central nervous system, so that's everything that you would think of as an animal, is able to experience feelings of love, sadness, pain, and joy. And those are not unique to humans. So other animals deserve a right to live a life free of harm rather than us raising them, whether they're confined intensively or if they actually, in the rare cases, maybe they had a decent pen to run around in before they were slaughtered. That doesn't really matter because every animal, if they can think and if they can feel, we are encouraging them to recognize that that is a sentient being and that all sentient beings deserve to be treated with respect and compassion.
Okay. Part of what you're talking about, it seems to me, is that do you think that there should be any greater focus on concern for the human species than for other species? And if not, well, we'll get to that with Marissa Price of PETA coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. A Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the top-selling bits of vocal styling ever by Bing Crosby of the great classic song by Irving Berlin, celebrating the warm feelings in cold weather of this particular season. PETA is attempting to encourage warm feelings about non-human animals. They have a pledge to end speciesism that they want people to take. And we're very pleased to have Marissa Price on the air, who is the manager of Students Opposing Speciesism for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. These people, Students Opposing Speciesism, it's SOS. The pledge, I want to help end speciesism by pledging to recognize that animals are not only ours to use or abuse, and that all living, feeling beings deserve to be treated with respect and compassion. By signing my name, I pledge to consider animals' role in what I buy, eat, wear, and do, and to reject anything that causes them harm. Okay, how can you measure, Marissa, I'm sure you have an answer to this, how much success you're achieving with this idea to discourage speciesism?
Yeah, so speciesism, you know, this old mindset of, you know, believing that a species is superior to all others, you know, despite many animals' extraordinary talents, abilities, intelligence, and then therefore that it's acceptable to exploit them if they're inferior. This can be found in many different areas of society and industries. So, you know, an example of speciesism is highly social primates being caged alone in laboratories, or billions of cows, chickens, pigs, and other animals being hacked apart in slaughterhouses every year, tigers being whipped and forced to perform in circuses, or coyotes being mangled by steel traps in the wild and then killed so their fur can be made into a jacket trim. So these are all examples of speciesism, and PETA works on many different fronts to help people make compassionate choices for animals, to help companies be more animal-friendly, and to help more animal-friendly, compassionate, and ethical legislation get passed. So we measure that, you know, in a wide variety of ways on those different campaigns with different industries.
Do you think it is valid to at least... inject a question of morality to is a monkey that like chimpanzees are brutal to each other. They even have examples of chimpanzees eating each other on the field of battle, and apparently it's very gruesome. Does that consist of an immoral act in the same way that it would for human beings to behave that way with one another? Or is there indeed an unbridgeable gap between human and inhuman animals, maintaining the idea of morality, which has been a human obligation since the beginnings of civilization?
Yeah, interesting question. But I think the focus really isn't, you know, whether a certain animal is themselves moral or ethical, but more about what are we as humans, species, you know, of the members of the same species, we're more easily able to communicate with each other. So what are we doing to animals, and what choices are we making that are not holding us to a moral or ethical obligation that, you know, we should be upholding? So
if you believe that human beings have a unique capacity for demonstrating morality and have a responsibility to uphold morality, then how can you say there isn't a fundamental difference? Or can an animal be immoral?
Well, I think for humans, the opposite is true, that we are not ethical towards animals. I mean, you don't see chimpanzees locking humans up in a lab and testing on them, and don't see cows and pigs farming us and hanging us up by our ankles and cutting us, slitting our throats while we're still fully conscious so they can eat us. So I think that is seeing it. We're trying to stop seeing things from this human perspective, that this human perspective much of our industry.
You were just suggesting, I believe, if I heard you correctly, that pigs regularly make sure that what they eat is previously dead to reduce the suffering. Are you suggesting that's typical animal behavior, pig-like behavior?
No, I'm just pointing out the obvious that pigs aren't farming anyone and killing them and eating them.
Yeah, but they certainly, you talked about eating animals when they're still alive, which, by the way...
I said slitting their throats while they're still fully conscious, which happens in slaughterhouses around America, unfortunately.
Well, don't pigs eat things that are still fully conscious?
Not that I'm aware of, but honestly, what pigs eat really has nothing to do with this point, that it's time that humans need to recognize that all sentient beings deserve to be treated with respect and compassion, and there's ways that we can do this in our daily life to make the world a little bit more ethical and to help undo some of the violence and bigotry that the human species has created.
And you do include, I mean, I've looked over some of the material, you do include insects in your areas of concern as sentient beings?
Mm-hmm.
And so what about erasing mosquitoes to reduce the impact of malaria, for instance, which is a terrible disease? Is that a justified course of action?
You know, I think that if a lot of human lives are at stake and mosquitoes are carrying malaria, that is obviously something that does need to be looked into and dealt with to ensure that everyone is safe and there's the least amount of violence. But that's not the point of the speciesism campaign, and that's really
aren't you then reflecting a remote desert island question. Aren't you then reflecting speciesism toward mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes are not the primary focus of the anti-speciesist campaign.
But they're not cute and cuddly.
I'm sorry?
They're not cute and cuddly. Do cute and cuddly animals deserve more respect and dignity than animals that we would consider repulsive?
All animals can feel pain and are sentient and therefore deserve a life free from harm. So we're trying to educate people about the main industries in the United States that exploit and kill animals for no good purpose.
The information available for this anti-speciesism campaign from PETA, we will be right back.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The House January 6th committee would like the Justice Department to prosecute former President Trump. The panel's approved 4 criminal referrals: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to make a false statement, and the big one, as read by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
All nine committee members voted in a single vote to approve the referrals. The committee was then adjourned. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the idea that human beings are fundamentally, I mean, completely different from members of the animal, what's called the animal kingdom. It's no kingdom because it's not organized. You could say, well, it's organized by Mother Nature, it's organized by God, it's organized by some force that knows exactly where things go and what things to do and where it belongs. Okay. Part of what we're looking at, it seems to me, with the PETA campaign we were just talking about, is the idea of defeating human exceptionalism, the notion that human beings are not just beasts. And that is the very core of religion, the most important sentence in the Bible, one could say, is that, and God created man in his own image, he created them. That we have something godly and the opposite of beastly that is part of human beings. And that's why it's so alarming, particularly, I think, in this Hanukkah and Christmas season, to see pieces like a new piece that has been reported about a mass exodus from Christianity is underway in America. And here's why. This is by two writers named Suzette Lohmeyer and Anna Dean. And they report, while the number of Americans who celebrate Christmas as a cultural holiday is going strong, there has been a shocking rise in the number of people ditching Christianity, what sociologists call nonverts. Get it? They're not converts, they're nonverts. The Pew Research Center estimates that Christians will be a minority of Americans by 2070 if current trends continue. And it likely will, with the largest of those losing their religion being young adults who are about as old as that REM reference, people around 30 and under. It is a kind of cultural whiplash from religion to secularism that's hit the United States much faster than it has other parts of the world, said theology and sociology professor Stephen Bullivant. Bullivant is a practicing Catholic who teaches at St. Mary's University in London and the University of Notre Dame in Sydney. And he spoke to GRID, which published this piece, about why Americans are leaving Christianity in droves, and the demographics that are seeing the ungodliest declines. He has a new book called Nonverts, The Making of Ex-Christian America. Bullivant made it clear that it's important not to glom all young adult nonverts as having one big reason for leaving the church. Each person has a complex story, and we need to recognize the personal journey, he said. That said, he added, there are larger trends we can examine. For example, the largest demographic of nonverts, younger adults, will raise their children as nuns. That's not N-U-N-S, it's N-O-N-E-S, people from non-religious families. And while a tiny percentage of nonverts return to religion, nuns rarely embrace religion at any point in their lives. Bullivant noted that it's not shocking that young adults are the ones leaving at the highest rates. When people do nonvert, he said, they tend to do it in their early to mid-20s. There are also people, by the way, and again, they de-emphasize this to make the point, the idea that this only goes in one direction is simply not true. There are all kinds of signs that you can see around you in every religious denomination of people growing to a certain age, and particularly when they reach the age of parenthood, and you have children of your own, it is not at all uncommon for people to find their way back to church or to synagogue or to some involvement. The part of what they're talking about the Christians becoming a minority of Americans by 2070, the reason that it's happening more quickly in America right now is because America, compared to Great Britain and France and Germany and Japan and elsewhere, has been a remarkably religious country, and one where church going is no kind of strange behavior or weird or minority behavior. Even today, and yes, there appears to have been a decline in church going recently, but it's still about a third of the people who live in this country go to church or synagogue quite regularly, once a month or more. While the trend toward atheism and agnosticism in Europe has been a slow but steady decline, Bullivant said, the increase in Christians dropping the faith didn't really take off in the U.S. until the 2000s. And the decline since then has been steep and quick. And it is important to note, said Bullivant, that it wasn't about an influx of secular immigrants or nuns raising throngs of non-religious babies. It was about Americans deciding they were not tied to any religion. Interestingly, while a third of Americans that identify as nuns say they are atheistic or agnostic, Bullivant notes in his book, the rest have varying degrees of belief in God, Christian or otherwise, which means that two-thirds of people do indicate that they still very much believe in God. And by the way, the arrival of immigrants, as they are talking about, and the increasing percentage of immigrants as part of the U.S. population, has not led to a further decline in religiosity, but has actually given it some force. There's also a fascinating piece elsewhere under the headline, Catholic Ideological Split Widens. And this is fascinating. Part of it is no surprise that there is a strong split between priests and the laity. Guess which is more conservative? I mean, priests are obligated because of their vows for a commitment to the church. But part of what they're saying in this article is that younger priests are far more conservative than older priests, far less likely, for instance, to applaud Pope Francis and some of the changes that he is considered or spoken of. According to the Reverend Ezra Solomon, an American who was ordained in 2011 and teaches at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, the youngest U.S. priests are a postmodern generation disillusioned with the idea of progress and religious pluralism that found favor in Vatican II. Instead of focusing on interfaith dialogue for the sake of social justice, these priests are more likely to stress the reinforcement of Catholic identity and the winning of converts, said Father Sullivan, author of After Christus, a new book about the priesthood. The point is that in this time of year, of course, it is easier to think that the season is all about Santa Claus and gift giving. But some of the religious reflections, particularly on this year when Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, there's time and space for deeper religious considerations. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved show, talking about the rise of the nuns, of religious people who now are dissociated from religion, and the increasing number of Americans who describe themselves in those terms, even though, as all of the articles and all of the analysis and all of the studies make clear, many of the people who say they are disassociated from American religion are still people who think that God exists. And one of the things that amazed me recently was a Gallup survey that showed that even among self-described atheists who represent less than 4%, according to all surveys of the American population, about a third of self-described atheists say they pray regularly. That's some kind of prayer. We are a strange country full of contradictions, but there is one area where I think people really do believe that the family role is a matter of profound faith and the idea that people are responsible for their own children. And that a parent has a unique responsibility for a child and should have unique authority over a child that that parent is raising that goes beyond what the government or the state or a local school would want to put forward. This has to do with on Wednesday of last week, there was a hearing before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, and they're considering trans rights and transgendered rights, particularly for transgender children. And the idea, of course, of transgender children is particularly controversial because kids haven't even had a chance to develop puberty yet. And the idea that they will, I mean, when you change so completely when you go through puberty, and it's true for women, it's true for men, it's a very big change. And the idea that you already know what that change is going to mean to you before you've gone through it is a dangerous notion and fetish, really. In the story is that a radical LGBTQ activist told Congress last week that she does not believe that detransitioning is a real thing. And detransitioning is what they refer to as once you've gone through a transition to be changed from a female to a male or a male to a female thing. You know what? This isn't working for me. I'm going back. Like, that can't happen. In other words, you can transition from one to another, but not back again. It's outrageous. The same activist admitted that she had helped children as young as 12 change their sex without talking to their parents. That seems to me that it should be prohibited. Without parent consent for someone who's 12 years old? Speaking before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Jesse Pocock, don't try to figure out the name, said that she believes that children could start to go through hormonal treatments and surgeries to change their sex, even if their parents do not agree. Why is this a fundamental right? Listen.
Do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yeah.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old. So we have laws that enable young people to connect with trusted adults who can support them. That is just so important. It prevents suicide. And so we serve young people at 13 because we know they come to us.
Again, it is so outrageous to believe that a 12-year-old would be in a position, prepubescent, to judge something that is going to alter his, her life forever. And by the way, this also goes to another story about just how extreme the transgender ideology has become. There's a famous lesbian Norwegian actress who is showing some heroic conviction. I mean it. And facing up to 3 years in prison. Why? Because she is charged with criminal hate speech because she posted on the internet that a man cannot become a lesbian. Her name is Tonya Givjon. She's a lesbian filmmaker and actress. She was informed on November 17th that she was under investigation for speaking out against a prominent Norwegian activist, Christine Gentoft, on Facebook. Gentoft is a transgender female. Okay, that means she started off as a guy who refers to herself as a lesbian mother. Gentoft previously accused another woman, Christina Ellingson, of transphobia for a similar claim that, look, you can't be a lesbian if you were born a male. You're a male who doesn't like part of your own anatomy. Gentoft previously accused another woman, as I mentioned, the post on Gjevjons, this is the one who's facing a 3-year sentence, post that is now under investigation read, quote, "It's just as impossible for men to become a lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. Men are men regardless of their sexual fetishes." Does that sound like it deserves 3 years in prison? Gjevjon said that she intentionally posted her Facebook message to draw attention to Norway's hate speech laws, which are absurd. Gjevjon's comments appear to be under investigation for falling under a 2020 amendment to the country's penal code that added gender identity and gender expression under protected categories from hate speech. People found guilty of hate speech face a fine of up to 1 year in prison for private remarks and a maximum of 3 years for public comments. Again, we tend to think, and with some reason, of Scandinavian nations as places of enlightenment and democracy and freedom of speech, and the the ability to share the wealth and to live these enlightened lives. I mean, generally, on the UN standards, Norway always finishes number one, number two, number three. Finland is way up there as well. Denmark is way up there as well. Sweden as well. Great. Scandinavian countries are supposed to be so enlightened. But is this enlightened? To have someone who comments that it's just as impossible for men to become a lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. She's not saying it's impossible for men to become a woman. She's saying it's impossible for men to become a lesbian because a lesbian has to do with a woman loving another woman. And here, the idea that you have changed because you've gone through surgery and drug applications, I think, is a horrific abuse of the power of the state in the name of, quote, protecting oppressed individuals. Speaking of oppressed individuals, what about Donald Trump and the latest charges against him? Four charges, criminal referral. What does that mean? John Yoo, conservative, proud conservative, who teaches law at University of California at Berkeley, is one of America's leading legal scholars. He will try to make it all clear to us, as clear as it possibly can be with a complicated political situation after the conclusion of the work of the Select Committee of the House on January 6th, 2021. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.